Tantor Audio presents A Flame by Penelope Douglas. Narrated by Abby Creighton and Nelson Hobbs. Prologue. Tate. 4 years ago. Jared Trent, I scolded. If I get into trouble for the first time in my life, 3 weeks before I graduate high school, I'm telling my father it was your fault. I nearly jogged behind him as he pulled me along down the darkened school corridor. The music and the dance, like a subterranean hum around us.
Your father believes in taking personal responsibility, Tate,
he pointed out, and I could hear the humor in his tone.
Come on.
He squeezed my hand.
Pick up the pace.
I stumbled as he led me faster up the steps onto the second floor. My royal blue floor-length prom dress sweeping the length of my legs. It was nearing midnight, and our senior prom, happening downstairs, wasn't holding my boyfriend's attention. Not that I thought it would. Sometimes I imagined he simply endured social activities by plotting what he was going to do to me when we were finally alone. Jared Trent had a few favorite people in the world, and if you weren't in that group, then you received a modicum of his attention. If he couldn't be with me, then the only other people he could stand being around were his brother Jax and our best friend, Maddock Carruthers. He hated dances, he hated dancing, and he loathed monotonous chatter. But while his demeanor was meant to push people away, it only enticed them to want to know him more, much to his delight, of course. But he put up with it, all for me. And did so with a smile on his face. He loved making me happy.